from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We got folks in here dancing all over the place. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game. Hey, Alec Baldwin got acquitted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prosecutors tried some backdoor stuff and got caught.
How about that?
Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. We go from Elvis to this and pop around Phil Collins. We got it's a potpourri of music here.
Man, that's the Fatback Band. I like the girls. Take you back to Jogger's Night at Mr. V. It's the top of the hour, man.
I was letting you figure that little stroll down memory lane you just had there.
Go ahead.
Watch your step. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all right in the North Druid Hills area.
All right.
And I understand the bridge just reopened over on North Druid Hills by the hospital, by the Arthur Blank, I think.
But, is it there? Because that was a big hole in the ground over there.
Well, there's a lot of construction, and they're making sure that you can get on on the North Druid Hills easily and get into the hospital easily and back over to Buford Highway easily. Yeah, okay. Well, you want to do a little play-by-play about what you're seeing?
We're getting ready to start the women's final at Wimbledon.
Okay.
And the two players are there. You always make you smile and pose for a picture before you get started, right? Turn this way, take the picture. Smile, act like you like it.
I forgot they do that.
Yeah,
turn. Why do they do that? What if they don't like each other?
Yeah, but you got to act like it.
Okay.
That's part of the decorum and the way you conduct yourself.
So you mean Alcaraz and
All England Club.
And Djokovic are going to have to stand there next to each other tomorrow?
They're going
to
stand there and act like they like it for a minute.
Definitely going to be an act.
It will be an act.
Somebody, it'd be funny if somebody walked up and gave Alcaraz an Academy Award right afterwards. Before he even pulled his racket up.
You know, this tournament, and we'll get into it. Karen Pistana from Tennis Panorama News is going to join us tomorrow morning. This tournament has tested all players, not just their skill and being able to make adaption and to adapt and adjust on the fly for your competition you face. It also has tested your patience because you've had so many rain delays.
Yeah.
The rain has been the backstory of this whole tournament and keeping it on schedule and keeping the matches. Had some people playing, like finishing one match, turning around and coming back later on the day and starting another match. Some matches taking 2 days to complete. And then there's the endurance, because this tournament has set a record for 5-set matches. It's the most 5-set matches they've ever played at Wimbledon this time.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, but they had more 5-set matches. And we'll get into all this with Karen tomorrow, but it has tested your patience and your endurance more than anything, in addition to testing your ability.
But the best news about all of that is you get to see Chris Everett.
Yeah.
And if you don't know her backstory, you need to Google it, but she's got herself a fresh wig on, which she has admitted that's her life now.
Talk about that. Yeah.
But it's good.
And the thing of it is, she's doing that in Martina Navratilova as well. And Martina Navratilova actually played in an invitational match. She actually got on the court and played.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's a physical specimen anyway. She's,
but we know, ready shape. But we know what she's been battling as well.
That's true. Yeah. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Tell me why I should, other than checking out the Hawks' number one draft pick, care about this summer league when I can focus on what's going on with Team USA, even though they're in Abu Dhabi or wherever. They play again tomorrow night or Monday night. Got past Canada. Where should my focus be, or should I be checking out both of them? I'll let either one of you guys bring me in on this, but as we talk NBA.
What you thinking, Noel?
If it's not Zachary Richerchet and our second pick, Nikola, I haven't figured out how to say his last name yet. I'm working on it.
Juricic.
Juricic. See, that all I need is one time. Juricic. Okay. I like it. Okay. I like what I'm seeing. Yeah. That is the only reason I'm turning on Summer League right now as a Hawks fan and analyst. That's really all I want to see. I know some people want to see the...
I know. You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it.
Yeah. I know people want to see number 55 and what they're going to do with L.A., but for me, it's all about the number one pick and yesterday what the number one pick looked like against the number two pick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these are the guys who are, and people talking about France and the impact that France is having on this league, which you all will say goes back to 1992 and the impact of the Dream Team on the game globally.
It absolutely is.
Couldn't beat Serbia, though.
Yeah, right. But that's
shout what out to Bogey.
See, and Bogey is closing in on some history. I think for the Serbian national team, I think he's only so many points away from being the all-time scorer.
Or moving up the scoreboard, or something to that effect. Yeah,
who would be the top scorer? Serbian top scorer.
I'm trying to see who it would be because
it's not the obvious ones or obvious one.
No. Milos.
I would have to look.
Milos Teodosic is the leading scorer. It's not the ones you're thinking, but Bogey is number three on that list. And so,
sniper.
Yeah. Petr Stojakovic. He's way down the list. He's way ahead of
him. So the news that came out this past week about Kawhi being replaced by Derek White.
Yeah.
Were you surprised? Did it make sense to you?
Not really. I wasn't surprised.
Me either.
There's always something with him.
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't have been there in the first place, as far as I'm concerned, because of what he's not
because
done.
Because Kawhi is Kawhi?
Yeah.
Because his personality?
I don't understand the pick. On Grant Hill, listen, you were strong enough to say, listen, this is not a good fit for you this time, or, your health is. You could have been strong enough not even just to include him. You didn't need him on the team. And it's not your fault that he couldn't play in other Olympics.
Right.
That's just me. I don't think he should have been included.
Well, sometimes when it comes to Team USA, I get frustrated because I feel like they do focus more on names than necessarily like fit or play, which can get frustrating. Because Jaylen Brown was very frustrated.
Well, that's what I was getting to next. But how many more guards you going to have on the team?
Which is why it didn't surprise me that they didn't go for a guard. Like that's why I wasn't beating the table for Trae Young. That's not somebody that Trae Young needs to replace. Especially since Kawhi, you really wanted out there for more defense than anything. Mm-hmm. So. That which is why you plug in a Derek White. So that didn't surprise me.
And listen, at some point you got to go, man, you're being a little greedy here, ain't you? You know what I'm saying? You got the chip, then you got the MVP for getting the chip, and you're just months off of less than a year from getting that fat contract.
Yeah,
life is good for you.
He wants all of it though. I want to go to Paris. I want to fly. I want to ride in on the boat. I want to stand up there with the gold around my neck. I want all.
He got an ESPY.
It ain't a gold medal.
No, it
Greg.
Is not. It is not. But he got everything else, and this makes for a better story. You know, it's the story of, and again, I go back to this because it just pops into my mind. But that first season of those two guys coming out of college, Magic and Larry wins MVP that first year. Mm-hmm. But Magic had just come off winning a national championship. He won the championship first year with the Lakers, but yeah, he did win Rookie of the Year. And he was mad about that. But it was the way the voting went, though. And that was what started a lot of the conversation between them two. You remember that, Sam? About that? If you remember the vote, if you know the story, Noel, when the vote came in for Rookie of the Year that mm-hmm. year, there were 67 votes, I think it was. 60-something, in mid-60s. Anyway, Larry Bird got 63.
That's insane.
And Magic got three.
That's insane.
You know what I mean? and that started the whole narrative about so-and-so's doing it because of God-given talent, and one's doing it because he's thinking his way through the game. That went on. That permeated for a little while. See, this is before, also, there was a TV contract where you could see these guys live.
Uh-huh.
That was still 3 years away. In 80, when they came in 81, Larry won it in 81. You still saw those matches on in 82 and 83 when Dr. J got his. They were all on tape delay. And it wasn't until 84 that first one, David Stern had to get into the league, and he got that CBS contract. That's when it started.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a perfect storm. Bird and Magic had already got things started. They get the TV contract, and next thing you know, these guys are playing each other. Oh, and then there's this group of young kids coming in named Jordan yep. and Barkley and Patrick Ewing and so on and so forth.
And so on and so forth.
And so, yeah, that's part of what Sam was just talking about, you know, the world watching the NBA.
Right.
Yep, they had the impact. And as a result, we got, you know, French players. And the two players that we draft are from, you know, from foreign countries here for the Atlanta Hawks. I was impressed with Richie and the way he moves without the ball.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a thing.
And that's something the Hawks desperately need, people to move without the ball.
Yeah.
To create space and come off the screens and be able to shoot. And with him having that size and being able to do that and being able to handle a bit. Because Landry Fields was saying one of the things that he noticed that he was impressed with is how good he is with the ball. And he didn't just mean handling. He meant making decisions with the ball, knowing where to put the ball if you get caught in no man's land or, you know, if it's not a perfect opportunity for you to score. And in summer league, they were playing the way I love seeing basketball play, where they were giving up the shot. They were giving up a good shot to get a better shot. The ball was whipping around the floor. People were moving without the ball. This is the type of basketball I need to see the Hawks play.
All right, yeah. So what are the chances of that happening, that type of play, given who you know is going to be handling the ball, bringing it up court?
Well, that's the thing. You know, you got to mesh with that. And I hope he drops in at some point to check these guys out. Okongwu was there last night.
He was.
He came over to watch him, and he hadn't a chance to meet these guys yet. So he had an injury problem for most of the season last year. So for him to get it, you know, they interviewed him, and he talked about how much he liked what he saw from Richey. And so that, I think that's the thing. I mean, right now, you're trying to get some guys to get some good habits. And then when you mesh them all together, you see what you get. But in this league, you want guys to just go full tilt. You want to see them all out and do as many different things as they can. Juricic, it shows that he can run the point some. They're having to do the point by committee because Kobe Bufkin was supposed to go out there. He's out with a shoulder injury. So he's not going to play summer league at all. So he's going to get a chance to touch the ball and see how he does, see how his handle is, and things like that. So to me, that's what this time is really all about.
Neither one of you guys answered my question.
No, with Trey.
Well, I was about to answer your question.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
When it comes to Trey, I can't be the number one assist leader if y'all ain't making shots. So if you show Trey that you can get to your spot, you can get open, you can make shots, the ball's going to find you.
And the type of play that you saw, you feel like it's as easy as that. To incorporate that type of play.
You want to see that they're capable of it.
Listen, this all goes to what we have all talked about, the maturity of Trae Young, right? The maturity doesn't just come from his actions as far as, you know, off the court and facing with media. It's how his play is, too, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So for him to see a certain type of player now in his presence that heretofore he didn't have, you're hoping that those adjustments will be made. It's a wait and see. That's what I'm hanging my hat on. To the play that you're talking about, okay, let's see if the maturity continues and he realizes he needs to do things a little differently than he's been doing before to give it a different – give this offense something that isn't as predictable as it's been.
Well, but he already has, though. Last year he tried to play off ball like everybody wanted him to do. Didn't work well. Neither one of them played off ball well. But he did try to acquiesce and do that. So it's not necessarily just him buying in. It also has to work all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get the ball to Bogey and Bogey sees a better shot on the floor, you got to swing the ball over there. You can't just take the shot with three people in your face. And so is this a collective – like DeJounte said, defense has to be a collective team effort. Well, so does finding the best shot.
I think that's great. We should leave it there.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
These are good questions.
I know.
Because we got to know.
I'm just asking.
But I will say, the Hawks found them. They found a point guard yesterday. I forget his name. I think his last name is Williams. I have to look, not Williams. I have to look it up. I think it's Matthews or something to that effect. I liked him so much. I was like, the Hawks need to do something. And apparently they heard me because they signed him to a two-way. So okay, we will see this gentleman.
And we know who also has been signed to a contract for the team.
Yeah, who was at Summer League yesterday with Big Yekka. B. Krejci is on the team for a nice team-friendly contract. I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
After living 56 years, Julius Caesar would have been his birthday today. Yeah, you know the name. He had to have a birthday sometime.
Yeah.
Today was Julius Caesar's birthday, July 13th.
Really?
I will pay your mortgage if you tell me the years he was around. I just never thought about it. 100 to 44 B.C. 100. You got to go backwards.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
So 100 to 44 B.C. That was the reign of Julius. Well, that was the life of Julius Caesar.
I just love that. That reminds me of my favorite line from Untouchables, Sean Connery.
When he shoots the guy outside in Canada. That is Julius Caesar.
Wow.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 982.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 13th day of July. Hey, you know what? As we bring Jason in here, I got a question for him. He's a big music fan, and he and I, when we do these shows together, we, you know, have really nice music discussions. So I want to bring him in, and first of all, thank you, Jason, for joining us this morning.
What's up, everybody?
Actually, morning.
Is this the first time he's joining us from a foreign country?
No, he doesn't.
No,
Toronto.
I was in Toronto earlier.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
It was freezing,
it's not freezing here, thankfully.
What is weather like in Montreal in July?
very nice, actually. It's, I think, 75 right now. Yes, I don't please. Have the yes, Celsius please. Degree. Sorry.
Yes, please. Yes, please. We'll take some of that.
It sounds like fall up there. So that's not too bad. Earlier we were talking, you know how this show goes. We go all around all kinds of different subjects. But one of the things that we were talking about earlier, and it's one of those, imagine if this were to happen, because it was – confirmed by Sammy Hagar. He was having a meal with another all-time legendary singer, and that singer told Sammy Hagar that Eddie Van Halen came up and asked him to be their lead singer after Roth left and before Sammy was a part of it. Because Sammy said, hey, there's like four or five guys that have come up to me and told me this story, but this was one that Ed actually mentioned to me, and it was then been confirmed by this guy. Do you know that Eddie Van Halen went up and, imagine this, asked Daryl Hall to be their lead singer?
Whoa.
Exactly.
Huh.
Exactly. And then he said it in front of Hagar, and Hagar was like, yeah, I heard that before. He actually did go and ask you? He went, yeah, he did. You know, we sat down. I mean, we did some stuff in studios and this and that, but, you know, it just obviously wasn't the fit.
See, I'd love to hear that. That would be fascinating.
It is fascinating. I don't know. When you think about what was written, see, you can't put one in – they're not apples to apples, because what was written from those five albums with Sammy wouldn't have been the case.
It'd be completely different. Yeah. I'd just love to hear Hall sing on something like close to that. That would be so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that was something that we had earlier in the show. Wanted to bring you in on that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com, with Jason Longshore. As is the case every Saturday morning before an Atlanta United game, and in fact, if you can't get in front of a TV, we have got Atlanta United at Montreal. Pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30. All right, man, where do we start with this team?
Man, it's not easy right now because you're not at full strength. You know, we know how Giakoumakis has gone to Mexico. Almada is now in Brazil on his way to France in 2025. Caleb Wiley's now at the Olympics with the potential for him not to come back. He would go to France and then on his way to England with Chelsea. So you've got to get some new faces in. The window opens on Thursday. Pedro Amador at left back will be able to play next Saturday, but you don't have him for this week. So you've got to figure out left back in terms of just immediate figuring things out. You could have Matt Edwards, who has just been moved up to the first team. It's been a great story to see Edwards come in from the University of North Carolina. He'd been in the academy before. He earns the captain's armband for the second team and then plays really well in Open Cup games and gets the first team contract. I thought Edwards came off the bench and played well on Tuesday in the loss in the Open Cup. You've got to figure out the personnel situation first, from a short term and a long term. So you got to figure out how to plug the holes of guys missing in the short term. Long term, that's what Carlos Bocanegra, the scouting staff, Garth Lagerwey, that's what all of them are working towards, is to fill out this roster and give Rob Valentino the most amount of talent to work with to go win these games. But in the short term, you got to find a way to make what you have make sense. And I think you go back to the Salt Lake game, I really liked the setup. I really liked the tactics in the first half. You're undone by bad defending on set pieces. That's not a coaching thing. That's not a tactical thing. That's players making mistakes in moments. And you go back to the first goal in the Open Cup game on Tuesday. Yeah. It's a mistake. Ball gets away from Tristan Muyamba, and Andy scores, and that's one of their only shot on goal in the whole game. But then you're chasing. You're running uphill. You're trying to find a way back into it. They find a second. These are the things that are hurting this team right now. So I think you've got to figure out today, one, how you overcome Caleb Wiley's loss, how you just solve the left side of the team. And then two, how can you eliminate some of these individual mistakes that are putting you behind and undoing some good things?
And that's what you hear about, and that's what you're looking to see some results on tonight, folks. We're spending some time with Jason Longshore. Of course, he and Mike Conte will be on the call tonight. Atlanta United playing at CF Montreal. And he is social Always find him at Longshoe, always updated information on Atlanta United and just soccer in general. What, if anything, can this team take away from when they last saw these guys? It was all the way back in February, and it was a preseason scrimmage in Tampa, Florida. The world has changed probably for both teams since then, right?
Yeah, that was a really interesting game. It was a midweek preseason. You know, they did, I think, 260-minute kind of mini games inside of one. So you played 4 30-minute periods. It's preseason. You're trying to get everybody minutes. And it was one of the first really competitive games for Laurent Courtois, the manager of Montreal. He's had great success with Columbus Crew's second team. And he's got a really interesting way that he wants his team to play. Now, in preseason, you know, it's exaggerated. You're working on drilling down the way that you want to play from an idealistic standpoint, maybe not a realistic standpoint. So it was very exaggerated in terms of playing a very high line defensively. The goalkeeper playing way out of his 18-yard box. You know, a lot of numbers into the attacking third, but very exposed defensively. I think they've dialed that back a little bit as the season has gone on, but it caused Atlanta some problems on that day just because it's so different. You don't see teams that high of a line and that exaggerated in some of the gaps that they leave. If Montreal gets more idealistic than realistic in this one today, it will create space over the top. And it's a good thing that you get Jamal Thiaré at least back to questionable. I don't know how much he can actually give you tonight, but he's the kind of guy that can really thrive in playing that long ball over the top. If Montreal plays a very high line and they want to step up and try to press and win it back, in a game like that, sometimes the easiest thing is to play direct over the top and drop the ball in that gap between their defenders and where their goalkeeper is and make their goalkeeper really question, do I want to be 50 yards away from my goal? You're going to have some moments like that if Atlanta plays long over the top. And if TRA can give you 20 minutes, 30 minutes, that could be something that could break this game open. If it's not him, it's got to be other players that are going to be willing to make those runs in behind. And it's going to do one of two things. It's either going to, you know, create goal scoring opportunities because Montreal stays true to what they want to do, or it makes that back line drop off and it creates space in front of them where Atlanta can build up the play a little bit.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, talking to Jason Longshore. You know, Sam, we sit here with Jason, yeah, seems like weekly, and he does such an expert job of breaking down what happened. And because of this happening last week and given the players that we have going into this week, if they do X, Y, and Z, they should be okay and blah, 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 right? I wanted to ask you, man, and again, me listening to you, I feel like, oh, okay, that sounds pretty good to me. What has happened that derails your breakdown going into some of these games? Is it early scoring by the other team? Is it I don't know what. I'm just asking because, like I said, it sounds so intelligent what you're saying when you talk about the upcoming matchup and this is what they should do. But, man, it's been hard for them to execute.
It's just down to individual mistakes. You know, I mean, let's go back to Utah last week. They gave up a goal in the first minute. And it's one where you kind of tip your cap a little bit to RSL. It's a well-worked goal. Dax McCarty gets beat in a 1v1, and those things happen. But I'm not really worried about that. Sometimes you're going to lose 1v1 battles. The rest of the how you recovered, yeah, maybe there were a couple guys that were a step off, and RSL works it. They have a great attack. They score the goal. What I loved was the response, because that first 45 against RSL was one of the best teams in the league, was so impressive in the way that they were structured, but also the way that they executed and in just the work that they put in. This is a team for me that without your elite number 9, without an elite number 10 at the moment, you've got to, in my opinion, kind of create volume of chances as opposed to looking for the highest quality chance every single time. When you have somebody like Thiago Almada, you know, he could make that very high quality chance pay off. You don't have that right now. So if that means taking a half chance, taking a shot from long range, you know, kind of forcing a pass in, you have to try that, because I think what the RSL game showed is this team can win the ball back in the attacking half. So if you build up the play properly and you try to look for that opportunity, say you try to slip a pass through two defenders, doesn't quite come off. Okay. You've got players around the ball that then become defenders because the ball's turned over. You more than likely are going to be outnumbering the other team around the ball. You can win it back quickly and maybe create an even better chance. So it's almost like by being a little riskier, you can then create better chances by winning the ball back, turning them over quickly, and then going straight to goal. The goal for Atlanta in Utah, the first goal, that's kind of how it comes. You lose the ball in the corner, you win it back, you go to goal, boom, you score. And it's 1-1 against one of the top teams. That game, you lose it because of bad set-piece defending. You give up 3 goals on set pieces, and one of the best goal scorers in the league is getting wide open in moments that he can't. You just can't have that happen. So you've got to eliminate the individual mistakes. And sometimes it's execution. Sometimes it's maybe in like the set piece situations, it's just not being completely dialed in. Maybe it's communication a little bit. Sometimes when you get a bunch of new faces on the field at one time, that can be an issue. But those are the issues. To me, it's not about tactics. It's not about the way the team's set up. It's about the individual mistakes that are undoing a lot of really good work at times.
Folks, spending time, Jason Longshore, always great to hear from him. You're in Montreal, and you know, while you're there, what do you guys get for lunch? You got to get something good, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, look, like, poutine is great, and I love poutine in Montreal, and it's something you just can't. You can get it in other places. It's not the same.
What's poutine?
It's just not the same.
What is that?
Oh, you don't know poutine?
I do not.
Oh. Sam, do you know poutine?
No, I've heard of it, but I have not experienced.
What is that?
Oh. Uh-oh. Okay, we're going to have to get you guys experienced in poutine. It's basically French fries with an incredible gravy on top. And then you can kind of add different places do different things. Like Montreal's known for smoked meat, but smoked meat on top of that. It's incredible. And there's a ton of different poutine places in Montreal. It's great, but it's really, really heavy and it's really, really salty. Maybe not the best meal before a game. I like in Montreal for lunch, I like some crepes. Crepes are a very good lunch in Montreal. So that's more than likely what I'm going to be looking for here in a little bit.
So he should have himself a good time up there.
Yeah, sounds like it to me.
All right, man, listen, Jason, enjoy your time in Montreal. Fly back safely and have a wonderful call and tell Mike Conte we said hello.
I will do that.
There you go, man. All right, we'll be talking to him next week as they get ready for NYCFC. Well, that's going to be Wednesday and then Saturday against Columbus. So we're going to have that man back here.
Yep.
All right, Jason. Thank you, man, as always.
Thanks a lot, man.
He's gone.
All right.
See what we didn't do? And so that means that we keep your fingers crossed. We're going to just leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that. Sam and I getting ready to turn things over to Mr. Fricky at the top of the hour. Going to get you ready for today's matchups next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Gang. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 13th day of July. Thank you for letting us, Sam and I, be a part of your weekend mornings, 6 to 10 on Saturday, 6 to 10 tomorrow, Sunday mornings. And that'll be just, you got about a month of us left.
Yep.
How's that for a sentence? You've got about a month
of us left of having both days of having both days until 10.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And then
it's just about here.
It'll just be one day.
First high school football game is August 14th at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Be kind of hot.
That's going to be the first game of the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Classic. It'll be on that Wednesday. It's 4-day event, 4 days of high school football. Douglas against LaGrange.
Is that a barn burner when they get together?
It's going to be a burner because it's going to be hot. I don't know if they've ever played before. They probably have played before. A lot of people know that Valdosta is the winningest high school football program in the state. A lot of people don't know who number two is. Number two is LaGrange.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's August 14th, you said?
August 14th.
It's Magic Johnson's birthday.
That's a little over, almost exactly a month away. Okay. That's why we got to get them air conditioned babies back in school.
You try to put people back
season.
In school.
It's a football season, so get back in there. Yeah. The air conditions are all going in there. You can go.
Go ahead. Well, no, I was going to say happy birthday to Yadier Molina. We talk about the first families of different sports, and we talk about who's like the first family of baseball. Is it the Alouz? Is it the, I don't even know, whoever to go, Bonzes? Is it the
Bonzes?
It ain't the Bonzes.
The Boones?
The Boones, yeah.
Could be the Boones.
What about the Molinas?
There's been some of them.
Three of them.
Yeah.
And they all been, I can't remember the other two, Yadier, I can't remember. There's like the Marx Brothers. I can't remember their names. But I know there were three of them, and they were all real good. Happy birthday to Richard Marin.
Okay.
You know who that is? Or Marin. No, wait, hang on. Yeah, Marin. You know him by another name.
Okay.
Cheech.
Ah.
As in Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
Cheech Marin.
Yeah,
this is his name. That's his real name. Richard is his first name. His birthday today, you already mentioned.
Hamburger dude.
Exactly.
Hamburger dude.
Think of the other one. When he's in the rubber room, and they got him all wrapped up, and he's got an itch. I can't do it on
air. We can't do it on air.
You mentioned.
You remember that movie too? Oh my goodness!
Anything that makes me laugh like I did when I was eight, I'm there. That's why I mean I'm with the Three Stooges.
Up in Smoke.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
I think it was Up in Smoke. I think it was Up in Smoke.
That scene would get us a call from the FCC.
Yeah, it was. We
mentioned
it. They're
going to do that. Listen, Indiana Jones, 82. Your boy is, it's his birthday today.
Absolutely.
Harrison Ford. Also, Robert Forster, character actor. He's in Jackie Brown, and he played Max Cherry.
Ooh.
The guy who helped her do what she did to Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. So that was Robert Forster. Hogan. Bob Crane.
Would
have been his birthday today. And the richest guy on the Titanic. The richest person, literally the richest person that was sailing on that maiden voyage. John Jacob Astor.
Okay, Astor.
Yeah, it was Astor. I couldn't remember if it was Astor or Getty.
Astor, and that's where What's-Her-Face, we mentioned earlier who was in Kathy Bates.
No, Molly Brown.
Yeah, also the whole movie. Astor, how you doing?
The unsinkable.
So anyway, those are the insignificant birthdays today. Today, Jeff Galooly got 2 years in prison.
Woof.
For taking out Nancy Kerrigan's knees. Where has she been?
Ooh.
You talk about somebody who fell off the planet.
Ooh.
Nancy Kerrigan. I ain't heard a peep from her. You would think somebody at some point would have wanted to do it.
Atlanta Open. Her husband, there's the group that bought the tournament.
Okay, well, she didn't do any press before. I've not seen her.
She did press, but she was here.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody who was in our face for a period of time and then gone.
Well, she don't do that no more.
That's what I just said. Where's she been?
Yeah.
You would think, especially when that movie came out.
Yeah.
She probably had something to say about the people who depicted her in that movie.
She did what she had to do. You mentioned somebody we lost this week.
Shelley
Duvall.
Yes. Here's Johnny.
Yeah.
She was in The Shining. Shelley Duvall, and she was also in Popeye.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she's one of those actresses.
You kind of forget.
A unique look about her.
Yeah, right.
A very unique look about her.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of people we lost, but on this day, there are a whole lot. We got, NASCAR is a part of this show. Davey Allison.
Yeah.
In 93.
Remember that.
Happened on this day in 93, Davey Allison.
Helicopter.
And the boss passed on this day. George Steinbrenner.
Man.
George Steinbrenner passed on this day. But that's not, speaking of baseball, the Babe got his 700th home run on this day. On this day, beat Detroit. But he got 700 home run. And one of the most famous signs in America. We all know exactly what it is. The most famous outdoor sign in America was dedicated on this day, but it wasn't what we see today. What's the most famous sign in America?
Hollywood.
Okay, but that's the sign.
I was going to say south of the border, but you have to be on I-95 to see that.
That's right. This one, the Hollywood sign, wasn't called Hollywood when they built it. It was Hollywood Land.
Ah.
They got rid of the four letters when it was renovated in 1949, but they put that thing up in the 30s. Actually, the mid-20s. But in 1949, they did some renovation to it and eliminated Land. So it just became Hollywood.
Just Hollywood, period.
That's all you need to know. Insignificant information. I'm done.
All right. NASCAR is running at Pocono this week after running in Chicago last week. The Tricky Triangle, as they like to call that track.
The Tricky Triangle?
The way it's set up. It's like a tri-oval. It's not an oval, just regular oval. It's mm-hmm. like a triangle. Long straightaways down the front straight. That's where they're going to run this week. The truck race yesterday, Craftsman's Truck, and our home folks was winner. Corey Heim from Marietta achieved his 10th NASCAR Truck Series win. And pretty impressive. He's getting some starts in Xfinity Series and some Cup races mixed in, but he's really running on the Truck Series, so congrats to him. At 22 years old, it's his 10th career win in just 55 starts, making him the youngest driver in the NASCAR Craftsman's Truck Series in history to have 10 career wins at just 22 years old. So congrats to him. We watch the same. Future's bright for that young man. Another Georgia driver on the way up to hang out with Chase Elliott. So we're going to have us a couple out there, a couple home folks.
The Big 12 Media Days
mm-hmm.
happen Tuesday.
Tuesday.
My thing is.
The SEC does too.
This year, which one of the conferences, given the change of scenery, just the total landscape change of college football, which one of those Media Days are you looking most forward to?
A lot of people would say the SEC.
They would say that.
Because of the location.
Okay.
It's in Texas. It's always been.
Oh, Alabama. Right, Hoover, right?
Hoover, right? Or here, or Nashville. It's in Texas.
How'd they snag that?
They're in the conference now.
Yeah, don't mean. Well, so. You can still come to Hoover. Yeah. Just because you join the conference don't mean you get to hold
like
the
I
next.
Said. Like
oh,
I
you
said.
Saying, oh, okay, y'all so you saying because they're the big dogs.
Texas bringing that money, and I'm just saying, y'all want them in the conference. We're going to see what y'all say after a couple of years of them being here. But, you know, the conference that I'm looking forward to.
ACC for me.
It's the ACC.
Yeah, that's the one. That's going
to
be the one.
I'm looking like I'm going to be going up there on Monday the 22nd.
Could you take a trip?
You won't go along?
No, I want to go.
We're just going to Georgia Tech talks on the first day. But so does Florida State, and those are the interesting folks. There are a lot of backstories.
What West Coast teams are going to the ACC?
Stanford.
Okay.
And Stanford, Cal, and SMU.
What about Arizona? Yeah. None of the Zona guys. None of the Zonas.
They ain't coming in here. I don't know where. Did they go? They go.
They might have jumped to the Big 12.
Yeah, but they're not coming to ACC. You know, so that's that whole story up in that's going to be up in Charlotte. I think Garrett's going up that way. Speaking of people with places, watch Caleb Johnson on social. He is out at the Summer League out in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and you follow him ATL Johnson 18. Caleb Johnson is out there and he's doing a lot of stuff that we hear around the station 92.9 The Game. So he is at Summer League following our new additions for the Atlanta Hawks, and he's all the next game for us is who we have next.
Who are you talking about?
The Summer League game. Next Summer League game.
Oh, I don't have that in front of me.
I got it in front of me.
She's busy doing.
We got San Antonio.
Okay.
San Antonio.
A French standoff.
You know what I mean? So we got that. That's the second game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had some more insignificant information here in front of me, but I seem to have moved it. So,
and then the next game the Hawks will have will be against the Lakers. It just keeps getting interesting.
Do you care
it?
About that one to see what you hope to see or what you think is going to see?
What do I hope to see?
You're going
to
see Bronny out there? That's what you want to see, right? You want to see Bronny get out
really.
There for a minute.
Not really.
You don't want to see him get out there?
Nah. But he's going to be out there anyhow. So since he's going to be there, we'll check him out.
As long as you're here.
Yeah, since we're here, we're all here. And, you know, so yeah.
We were going to get into a thing I had for the casting call, but I didn't do it. So I'll just ask you as we get on out of here. And this is one of those radio talk show kind of topics and all that because mm-hmm. it was tied to something else. Mm-hmm. But, and Noel, you can jump in on this. You got just a minute or two to come up with your favorite TV theme song all time. What you think is the greatest TV theme song, and what would you pick? And it was tied into something that we had, but I didn't do it, and we didn't do it for this show. So while I got this thing dangling here, I thought I'd ask you. I kind of think I know what you were going to pick, but I'm probably wrong. I have mine. You might actually be able to pick the one I'm going to pick. But Noelle is the one I'm curious about. If you had to pick a TV show all time, whether you watched it or not, but you just, you know the theme, and that's your one. But who would you choose? And you can give me a couple.
I'm going to tell you, Alan Thicke wrote the best TV
Alan
theme.
So,
yeah, right?
Wow.
Right?
What did I tell you about her? An artichoke. That's what she is, man.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and then you have the facts. That's a classic. That's a hit. That's number one with a bullet.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
You got the Growing Pains theme song itself. That was. I mean, I can't think of it right now. I can't think of the theme song right now. But that was a great one.
Wow.
I loved Different Strokes theme song. I don't think he wrote that one.
You only get two. Don't run down the list. Give me your two top ones of all time. You're taking to a desert island with you.
Oh, man.
So Facts of Life or?
Give me Facts of Life and give me Living Single.
Okay.
Living Single. That's pretty good.
All right. How about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably Jeffersons.
That's one. For me?
I don't know what other.
Oh, please. My one is a jam. It's Quincy. Come on. She'll take us out with it. There you go.
Really?
Sanford and Son, man.
Really?
That's Quincy.
But there's so many Quincys.
But that's the one I'm choosing.
Okay, Quincy had a bunch of Quincy had what, Ironside?
He did, and Heat of the Night. He did a bunch of them. They don't rate like Sanford and Son. And we got one instrumental and one you're singing. Okay. And then I can think of another TV show while I'm listening to the one singing. Because I can think of good times while I'm listening to the Jeffersons theme. But anyway, that was something we were going to do. And we
y'all know who sung the Jefferson theme, right?
Sorry?
Y'all know who sung the Jefferson theme, right?
Yeah, that's Janet DeBoe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I brought that up.
Yeah.
She is an artichoke, I'm telling you.
She just got it.
One interesting petal after another. Just that's Noelle coming here. And she's going to be with something different tomorrow. All right? So there you go. All right, tomorrow, what do we got? We got NBA, well, we're going to talk more NBA, obviously, but getting ready for the next Team USA game. We'll have Terrell Thomas joining us, have some thoughts on what he's seen so far in the summer league. Crank that up a little bit there. There you go. Thank you. What else we got for tomorrow?
Karen Pistana will be here getting set for the men's finals at Wimbledon, and that will be on as well. And we can see NASCAR up at Pocono.
There you go. All right, we're going to turn things over to Mr. Fricky. For the rest of you, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Noel, for everything that you did, as always, thank you. Mr. Crenshaw, have a wonderful day.
You do as well.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 13th day of July. Thank you for letting us, Sam and I, be a part of your weekend morning, 6 to 10 on Saturday, 6 to 10 tomorrow, Sunday mornings. And that'll be just, you got about a month of us left.
Yep.
How's that for a sentence? You've got about a month of us left
of having both days of having both days until 10.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And then
it's just about here.
It'll just be one day.
First high school football game is August 14th at 4:30 in the afternoon.
We kind of hot.
That's going to be the first game of the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Classic. It'll be on that Wednesday. It's 4-day event, 4 days of high school football. Douglas against LaGrange.
Is that a barn burner when they get together?
It's going to be a burner because it's going to be hot. I don't know if they've ever played before. They probably have played before. A lot of people know that Valdosta is the winningest high school football program in the state. A lot of people don't know who number two is. Number two is LaGrange.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's August 14th, you said?
August 14th.
It's Magic Johnson's birthday.
That's a little over, almost exactly a month away.
Okay.
That's why we got to get them. Got to get them air conditioned babies back in school.
You trying to put people back
season.
In school?
It's a football season, so get back in there.
Yeah.
The air conditions all going in there. You can go.
Go ahead.
Well,
no, I was going to say happy birthday to Yadier Molina. We talk about the first families of different sports, and we talk about who's like the first family of baseball. Is it the Alouz? Is it the I don't even know who I already go. Bonzes? Is it the
Bonzes?
It ain't the Bonzes.
The Boones.
The Boones, yeah.
Could be the Boones.
What about the Molinas?
There's been some of them.
Three of them.
Yeah.
And they all been, I can't remember the other two, Yadier, I can't remember. There's like the Marx Brothers. I can't remember their names. But I know there were three of them, and they were all real good. Happy birthday to Richard Marin.
Okay.
You know who that is? Or Marin. No, wait, hang on. Yeah, Marin. You know him by another name.
Okay.
Cheech. As in Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
Cheech Marin.
Yeah,
this is his name. That's his real name. Richard is his first name. Yeah. His birthday today. You already mentioned.
Hamburger dude.
Exactly.
Hamburger dude.
What, I can't think of the other one. When he's in the in the rubber room and they got him all wrapped up and he's got an itch.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it on
air. We can't do it. We can't do it on air.
You mentioned
you remember that movie too. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I anything that makes me laugh like I did when I was eight, I'm there. That's why I mean I'm with the Three Stooges.
Up in Smoke?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
I think it was Up in Smoke. I think it was up in Smoke.
That scene would get us a call from the FCC. Listen, Indiana Jones, 82. Your boy is it's his birthday today.
Absolutely.
Harrison Ford. Also Robert Forster, character actor. He's in Jackie Brown, and he played Max Cherry,
ooh,
the guy who helped her do what she did to Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. So that was Robert Forster. Hogan, Bob Crane.
Would
have been his birthday today. And the richest guy on the Titanic. The richest person, literally the richest person that was sailing on that maiden voyage. John Jacob Astor.
Okay, Astor.
Yeah, it was Astor. I couldn't remember if it was Astor or Getty.
Astor, and that's where what's-her-face, we mentioned earlier, who was in Kathy Bates.
No, Molly Brown.
Yeah, also the whole movie. Hey, yeah. Astor, how you doing?
The unsinkable.
So anyway, those are the insignificant birthdays today. Today, Jeff Galluli got 2 years in prison.
Woof.
For taking out Nancy Kerrigan's niece. Where has she been? Ooh. You talk about somebody who fell off the planet.
Ooh.
Nancy Kerrigan. I ain't heard a peep from her. You would think somebody at some point would have wanted to do it.
Atlanta Open. Her husband is of the group that bought the tournament.
Okay, well, she didn't do any press before. I've not seen her.
She didn't do press, but she was here.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody who was in our face for a period of time and then gone.
Well, she don't do that no more.
That's what I just said. Where's she been?
Yeah.
You would think, especially when that movie came out.
Yeah.
She probably had something to say about the people who depicted her in that movie.
She did what she had to do. You mentioned somebody we lost this week. Shelley Duvall.
Yes. Here's Johnny.
Yeah.
She was in The Shining. Shelley Duvall, and she was also in Popeye.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she's one of those actresses.
You kind of forget.
A unique look about her.
Yeah, right.
A very unique look about her.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of people we lost, but on this day, there are a whole lot. We got, NASCAR is a part of this show. Davey Allison.
Yeah.
In 93.
Remember that.
Happened on this day in 93, Davey Allison.
Helicopter.
And the boss passed on this day. George Steinbrenner.
Man.
George Steinbrenner passed on this day. But that's not, speaking of baseball, the Babe got his 700th home run on this day. Beat Detroit. But he got 700th home run. And one of the most famous signs in America. We all know exactly what it is. The most famous outdoor sign in America was dedicated on this day, but it wasn't what we see today. What's the most famous sign in America?
Hollywood.
Okay, but that's the sign.
I was going to say south of the border, but you have to be on I-95 to see that.
That's right. This one, the Hollywood sign, wasn't called Hollywood when they built it. It was Hollywood Land.
Ah.
They got rid of the four letters when it was renovated in 1949, but they put that thing up in the 30s. Actually, the mid-20s. But in 1949, they did some renovation to it and eliminated Land. So it just became Hollywood.
Just Hollywood, period.
That's all you need to know. Insignificant information. I'm done.
All right. NASCAR is running at Pocono this week after running in Chicago last week. The Tricky Triangle, as they like to call that track.
The Tricky Triangle?
The way it's set up. It's like a tri-oval. It's not an oval, just regular oval. It's mm-hmm. like a triangle. Long straightaways down the front straight. That's where they're going to run this week. The truck race yesterday, Craftsman's Truck, and our home folks was winner. Corey Heim from Marietta achieved his 10th NASCAR Truck Series win. And pretty impressive. He's getting some starts in Xfinity Series and some Cup races mixed in, but he's really running on the Truck Series, so congrats to him. At 22 years old, it's his 10th career win in just 55 starts, making him the youngest driver in the NASCAR Craftsman's Truck Series in history to have 10 career wins at just 22 years old. So congrats to him. We're watching the future's bright for that young man. Another Georgia driver on the way up to hang out with Chase Elliott. So we're going to have us a couple out there, a couple home folks.
The Big 12 Media Days happen Tuesday.
Tuesday.
My thing is.
The SEC does too.
This year, which one of the conferences, given the change of scenery, just the total landscape change of college football, which one of those media days are you looking most forward to?
A lot of people would say the SEC.
They would say that
because of the location.
Okay,
it's in Texas. It's always been
Alabama, right? Hoover, right?
Or here or Nashville? It's in Texas.
How'd they snag that?
They in the conference now.
Yeah, don't mean well. So you can come to Hoover. Yeah. Just because you joined the conference don't mean you get to hold.
Saying
because they're the big dogs.
Texas bringing that money, and I'm just saying y'all want them in the conference. We're gonna see what y'all say after a couple of years of them being here. But you know the conference that I'm looking forward to.
ACC gonna be great for me.
It's the ACC.
Yeah, that's the one. That's gonna be
I'm looking like I'm gonna be going up there on Monday the 22nd.
Georgia, ask somebody because you take a trip.
You want to go along?
No, I want to go.
We're just going. Georgia Tech talks on the first day. But so does Florida State, and those are the interesting folks. There are a lot of backstories.
What West Coast teams are going to the ACC?
Stanford,
okay.
And Stanford, Cal, and SMU.
What about Arizona? None of the Zona guys? None of the Zonas?
They ain't coming in here. I don't know where. Did they go? They go.
They might have jumped to the Big 12.
Yeah, but they're not coming to ACC. You know, so that's that whole story up in that's going to be up in Charlotte. I think Garrett's going up that way. Speaking of people with places, watch Caleb Johnson on social. He is at out at the Summer League out in Las Vegas, and you follow him ATL Johnson 18. Caleb Johnson is out there and he's doing a lot of stuff that we hear on the station 92.9 The Game. So he is at Summer League following. Our new additions for the Atlanta Hawks, and he's all the next game for us is who we have next.
Who are you talking about?
The Summer League game. Next Summer League game.
I don't have that in front of me.
I got it in front of me.
We got
San Antonio.
Okay.
San Antonio.
A French standoff.
You know what I mean? So we got that's the second game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had some more insignificant information here in front of me, but I seem to have moved it. So,
and then the next game the Hawks will have will be against the Lakers. It just keeps getting interesting.
Do you care
it?
About that one to see what you hope to see or what you think is going to see?
What do I hope to see?
You're going
to
see Bronny out there? That's what you want to see, right? You want to see Bronny get out there for a minute.
Not really.
You don't want to see him get out there?
Nah. But he's going to be out there anyhow. So since he's going to be there, we'll check him out.
As long as you're here.
Yeah, since we're here, we're all here. And you know, so, yeah.
We were going to get into a thing I had for the casting call, but I didn't do it. So I'll just ask you as we get on out of here. And this is one of those radio talk show kind of topics and all that because it was tied to something else. Mm-hmm. But, and Noel, you can jump in on this. You got just a minute or two to come up with your favorite TV theme song all time. What you think is the greatest TV theme song. And what would you pick? And it was tied into something that we had, but I didn't do it, and we didn't do it for this show. So while I got this thing dangling here, I thought I'd ask you. I kind of think I know what you were going to pick, but I'm probably wrong. I have mine. You might actually be able to pick the one I'm going to pick. But Noel is the one I'm curious about. If you had to pick a TV show all time, whether you watched it or not, but you just heard, you know the theme, and that's your one. But who would you choose? And you can give me a couple.
I'm going to tell you, Alan Thicke wrote the best TV theme. So, yeah, right?
Wow.
Right?
What I tell you about her? An artichoke. That's what she is, man.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and then you have the facts. That's a classic. That's a hit. That's number one with a bullet.
Okay.
Wow.
You got the Growing Pains theme song itself. That was. I can't think of it right now. I can't think of the theme song right now, but that was a great one.
Wow.
I loved Different Strokes theme, so I don't think he wrote that one.
Okay, you'll get two. Don't run down the list. Give me your two top ones of all time. You're taking to a desert island with you.
Oh, man.
So Facts of Life or?
Give me Facts of Life and give me Living Single.
Okay.
Living Single. That's pretty good.
All right. How about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably Jefferson's.
That's one for me.
I don't know what other.
Oh, please. My one is a jam. It's Quincy. Come on. She'll take us out with it. There you go.
Really?
Sanford and Son, man.
Really?
That's Quincy.
But there's so many Quincy's.
But that's the one I'm choosing.
Okay, Quincy had a bunch of Quincy had what, Ironside?
He did, and Heat of the Night, he did a bunch of them. They don't rate like Sanford and Son. And we got one instrumental and one you're singing. Okay. And then I can think of another TV show while I'm listening to the one singing. Because I can think of good times while I'm listening to the Jefferson's theme. But anyway, that was something we were going to do. And we
y'all know
do.
Who sung the Jefferson theme, right?
Sorry?
Y'all know who sung the Willona. Jefferson theme, right?
Yeah, that's Janet DeBoe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I brought that up.
Yeah.
She is an artichoke, I'm telling you.
She just got it.
One interesting petal after another. Just that's Noelle coming here. And she's going to be with something different tomorrow. All right? So there you go. All right, tomorrow, what do we got? We got NBA. Well, we're going to talk more NBA, obviously, but getting ready for the next Team USA game. We'll have Terrell Thomas joining us, have some thoughts on what he's seen so far in the summer league. Crank that up a little bit there. There you go. Thank you. What else we got for tomorrow?
Karen Pestana will be here getting set Wimbledon. For the men's finals at Wimbledon. And that will be on as well. And we can see do some
NASCAR
do
stuff.
Some NASCAR up at Pocono.
There you go. All right, we're going to turn things over to Mr. Fricky. For the rest of you, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Noel, for everything that you did, as always, thank you. Mr. Crenshaw, have a wonderful day.
You do as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.